A reading from the book of Joshua. The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of Israel, that they may know that I am with you, as I was with Moses. Now command the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant to come to the halt in the Jordan when you reach the edge of the waters." And so Joshua said to the children of Israel, "Come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. This is how you will know that there is a living God in your midst, who at your approach will dispossess the Canaanites. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of the whole earth will precede you into the Jordan. When the soles of the feet of the priests carrying the Ark of the Lord of the whole earth, touch the water of the Jordan, it will cease to flow. For the water flowing down from upstream will halt in a solid bank." The people struck their tents to cross the Jordan with the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant ahead of them. No sooner had these priestly bearers of the ark waded into the waters of the edge of the Jordan, which overflows all its banks during the entire season of the harvest, than the waters flowing from the upstream halted, backing up in a solid mass for a very great distance indeed, from Adam, a city in the direction of Zarethan, while those flowing downstream toward the salt sea of Arabah disappeared entirely. Thus the people crossed and over opposite Jericho, while all Israel crossed over on dry ground. The priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord remained motionless on the dry ground in the bed of the Jordan until the whole nation had completed the passage. The word of the Lord. Alleluia. When Israel came forth from Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of alien tongue, Judah became its sanctuary, Israel his domain. Alleluia. The sea beheld and fled, Jordan turned back, the mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs of the flock. Alleluia. Why is it, sea, that you flee, O Jordan, that you turn back? You mountains that you skip like rams, you hills like the lambs of a flock. Alleluia. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times?" And Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'You pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he paid back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart." When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judah across the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if I was Peter, I'd be afraid to ask Jesus anything. Huh? So when he asked the question, I'm thinking, dude, don't ask him. You know, how often should I forgive my brother? Seven times, and Jesus says, not seven times, but 77 times, or seven times seven, whatever it is in the particular translation. But what Jesus is telling us is everyone here, everyone watching, has been forgiven by God. And why have we been forgiven for our sins? Yes. But sometimes we think, well, my sins aren't that bad. compared to other people's sins. You killed Jesus with your sins, and so did I. They're very bad. You and I have killed the Son of God with our sins. That's what we do. That's what sin does. It puts Christ on the cross. So we have to acknowledge that. I killed Jesus Christ with my sins. And yet the Father looks at me and says, and now you are forgiven. And if the God of the universe can forgive you and me for killing his Son, how is there anyone in our life we cannot forgive? That's what this is about. So the question you and I got to ask ourselves today, is there anyone that I have not forgiven from my heart? And if not, then today when you and I say the Lord's Prayer, we're going to say to Almighty God, the God of the universe, forgive us as we forgive. So as you heard me said 1,000 times, if there's one person you and I have not forgiven, when we say the Lord's Prayer today, we're begging God not to forgive me the way I have not forgiven another. So, if there's anyone in your heart that you have not forgiven, before you receive communion today, you say, Jesus, I forgive them, and I ask you to forgive them, and move on. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.